Team response officials will decide today whether it's safe to start a recovery mission on White Island, where a volcanic explosion killed 6 people. 8 others are missing and presumed dead, but their bodies are still on the small island and the situation there is volatile. The protests of returning the bodies to families will begin today. About 30 injured people remain in hospital. Sydney's air quality is forecast to improve today after residents experienced hazardous conditions yesterday due to continued smoke from bushfires across the state. Authorities have forecast today's air quality is fair, but say people with respiratory conditions should stay vigilant. Meanwhile, New South Wales Environment Minister Matt Keane has called for action on emissions, directly linking the bushfire crisis to climate change. Legislation permitting terminally ill people to be assisted in ending their own lives has passed the WA Parliament. Western Australia is the second state after Victoria to allow voluntary assisted dying. There will be an 18-month implementation period to give health and other service providers time to prepare. And the Democrat-controlled US House Judiciary Committee has unveiled its impeachment charges against President Trump. The president has been accused of abuse of power for attempts to pressure Ukraine for help in next year's election and obstruction of Congress for defying the impeachment inquiry by blocking key government officials from giving evidence.